on ABC Radio National, on Radio Australia, round the world, on web and pod. Welcome to another week at the movies. Julie Reed here to guide you through this week, a week in which we have a Hollywood film taking a look at the segregated South in the 50s and 60s through the eyes of the black maids of Mississippi who raised white women's children. The Help, it's called, and it's a pretty good movie, I think. There's another gore fest for the fans in Final Destination 5 and a fascinating compendium film, Life in a Day, produced by Ridley Scott's company, with Kevin MacDonald making a snapshot of one day on Earth out of 45,000 hours of video. Shot in 192 countries in a single day last year and posted on YouTube. All the big themes are there: birth, death, love, fear. Does it make a movie? Almost. Then there's also One Day, a romance Jason DeRosso tells me is a bit of a weepy. It stars Anne Hathaway and Jim Sturgis, and that's a series of snapshots made on July the 15th every year for 20 years as two lovers don't quite get it together. 20 years? I've heard of deferred gratification, but this is ridiculous, surely. But really, today is a special movie time because we're paying tribute today to Raul Ruiz, the magical filmmaker many of you have never heard of, the Chilean exile who made more than 100 films, mostly in Europe. Ruiz had a wide-ranging curiosity, one of the most original minds in cinema. So we're bringing you an extended Trash and Treasure as film scholar Adrian Martin joins us to tell us about Raul Ruiz, his life, and his films, particularly the last films he made, the double feature called Mysteries of Lisbon.
Well, it's a wonderful book, Hilly, filled with gripping testimonials from Mississippi's housekeepers.
Do we pay extra for irony?
Please ignore him.
Just show a little gumption.
I'll be fine.
Unlike most of the women you know, Malcolm, Kim keeps her clothes on for a living.
But I need to make sure she understands this ain't no game we play.
Have you something for me to do?
H-E-L-P.
Sex and toilet cubicles lose its bittersweet charm.
Hey, it's not what you got. It's not where you put it in.
Well, I suppose it's up to you, really. It's just...
The Week in Film, according to Paul Gough. And just a bit of film news. The brand new Australian Film Academy, known as ACTA, has announced its first ever nominees for feature-length documentary, for short animation, and for short fiction. The interesting thing about the feature documentary category is that one producer has two films nominated. She's Sophie Hyde from the dynamic South Australian group Closer Productions. And she's been nominated for the Tanya Liedtke doco Life in Movement and for the festival cult favourite Shut Up, Little Man, an audio misadventure, which started its hit run this year at Sundance. Other nominees are The Tall Man by Darren Dale, directed by Tony Kravitz, and Bob Connolly and Sophie Raymond's documentary, Mrs. Carey's Concert. It's been a pretty strong year for Australian documentaries, I think. Most began their run in Adelaide at the Film Festival. The Australian Academy, ACTA is just too much of a mouthful for me, I'm sorry, will have its first award session in January in Sydney. We'll put the nominations for short animation and short fiction on our website.